Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Jennifer Nash, a PhD, MBA, and PCC, who is a leadership expert and consultant to Fortune 50 organizations such as Google, Ford, ExxonMobil, JP Morgan, IBM, Boeing, and Verizon. She is founder and CEO of Jennifer Nash Coaching and Consulting, helping successful leaders connect people and performance to deliver exceptional results. She is also the author of Be Human, Lead Human, How to Connect People and Performance. And Dr. Nash, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you on the program. So for starters and getting right into it, you say your book introduces a new leadership paradigm, human leadership. Talk to us a little bit about that to kick things off today.
You know, in my book, I talk about human leadership, and I have a lot of people ask me, well, isn't that sort of an oxymoron? Don't leaders lead people? And I invite them to think about, what are they actually leading? Are they leading performance or are they leading people? Are they leading productivity or are they leading people? And so in my book, I talk about human leadership as a new way to think about and practice leadership. It's a new paradigm for our times, and it invites people to think about how they can put people first in their decision making and in turn allow the performance to evolve from there.
Now, clearly in our post-COVID economy, so much has changed in the way leaders guide their people and companies, and yet so much remains in flux. Do you think human leadership will become the new norm? And if so, when and how? Get into some of the details on that as well.
You know, I think it's always important that leaders use the style that works effectively for them. And having said that, I would hope that human leadership becomes the norm. I do believe that when we have the opportunity to go to work and not only just work, but grow at work as in addition, we have a unique opportunity to help our people evolve and become their best selves. And when they're in a space where they feel safe to take risks and stretch themselves, that's when they can really achieve outstanding performance. And by leaders creating an environment for their teams and for their people to feel safe to bring their entire self to work and show up with all of the capabilities and talents that they have and bring that to bear on the work that they do, that's when we achieve these amazing results. And so I think from that perspective, helping leaders see that the role of a leader is evolving for our times today, and that, you know, what happened with the pandemic, where people had agency and autonomy and voice for maybe the first time in their careers to decide how and when and where and why they wanted to do the work that they were doing, continuing that opportunity for people to have that freedom and flexibility is something that helps create that environment that is motivating. And I think when leaders are able to do that in a way that is authentic and that comes across as genuine, people respond to that and they will in turn be loyal. They will in turn stay. They will in turn, you know, help the organization achieve its business goals.
Dr. Nash, great feedback there. Thanks for that. Now, the subtitle of your book is How to Connect People and Performance. Can you explain a bit more about how your book helps folks do that?
Sure. So in my book, I talk about the Humans Framework, which is a seven-dimension framework that addresses universal human needs that we all have, regardless of geography, location, ethnicity, nationality, et cetera. And when leaders take the time to consider what these universal human needs are that we have, like, we all want to feel heard. We all want to feel that we're understood. We all want to feel that we're seen. And so when leaders start to lead through this lens of putting the human element first and addressing these universal human needs that we all have, it engenders that connection between the people that are working together, the people and their work, and the people and the leader. And so connecting people in performance is a natural outgrowth of this humans framework that I discuss in the book.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Jennifer Nash, founder and CEO of Jennifer Nash Coaching and Consulting, helping successful leaders connect people and performance to deliver exceptional results. She's also the author of Be Human, Lead Human, How to Connect People and Performance, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you've worked with and for some very impressive companies, including Google, Ford, IBM, and Boeing, as we mentioned earlier. What can you tell us about how the Fortune 50 or 500 companies fail or succeed when it comes to human leadership?
You know, I will give you the example of one of the best outcomes that I have seen, you know, from a human leadership or a working together standpoint. Many of your listeners will likely remember Alan Mulally, who was the former CEO of Ford Motor Company. When he came into Ford, Ford was in a position where, you know, they were losing a significant amount of money and things were really shutting down economy-wise. And he was able to turn the company around by using his principles of, you know, human leadership and working together. And when he left Ford, you know, 8 years later, their stock price was up over 1,800%. So, you know, there may be some listeners who are thinking, well, you know, this seems really woo-woo, or this seems very, you know, kumbaya, like I don't have time for that. I'm running a business. And I would argue that when you take the time to focus on your people and put them first, you can achieve results like Alan did at Ford, and you can turn around a company and you can achieve performance that exceeds your greatest expectations.
Yeah, there's certainly hope in one's corner on that, and glad you pointed that out as well. Now, you also write in your introduction that your book challenges readers to examine the ineffective actions, behaviors, and beliefs keeping one stuck. How do you approach that with leaders, and how do you guide them toward acknowledging their shortcomings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we know from research that leaders who reflect perform 23% higher than those who don't. And I think one of the best ways that leaders can take a look at what they are doing well and what they could continue to improve upon is not only work with a coach who helps them uncover some of these areas that they may not be able to see in the moment, but also to seek that feedback from the stakeholders around them. You know, the people who are close enough to them, who see their performance, who observe them, you know, on conference calls, in meetings, and can provide that type of feedback and give them that lens into something that maybe they don't see about themselves.
Dr. Nash, once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yes, Eric, actually on my website, which is drjennifernash.com, that's drjennifernash.com, I have an index or an assessment that your listeners can go out and take. It's completely complimentary, and it will help them understand where their capabilities lie from a human leader standpoint and what are some of the next steps that they can take to elevate their performance from a human leader standpoint. So again, that website is drjennifernash.com, drjennifernash.com, and the index or assessment is called the Human Leader Index.
And of course, you can find that link also within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Nash, all the best. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly appreciate all the insight shared as well.
Thank you so for having me, Eric.
And certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Jennifer Nash, founder and CEO of Jennifer Nash Coaching and Consulting, helping successful leaders connect people and performance to deliver exceptional results. She's also the author of Be Human, Lead Human, How to Connect People and Performance. And for all the details and to tap into these resources mentioned earlier, visit drjennifernash.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio.
To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.